Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. I'm Chad LaChance filling in for Terry Wickstrom, who's way in traveling. Of course, we always wish him safe travels. And with that, we're going to go back to the phones for our second Colorado Parks and Wildlife segment. We're going to be joined right now by Tracy Predmore, and she's a Southeast Region Education Coordinator for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
I appreciate you taking time out of a beautiful Saturday to call in. How's your weather down there?
Beautiful sunny skies and blue skies as well. It's great.
Classic Colorado day. Now, you've got an interesting topic. It's fairly specialized, but something I feel pretty strong about. And it basically goes back to recruitment for the outdoors in general, for the traditional outdoors pursuits. But you're an instructor, and you're teaching a class to get folks certified to teach archery. So you're not teaching archery, you're teaching other folks to teach archery. Give us the rundown on what exactly that, what I mean by that, and what, how the program works.
Sure. So Colorado runs the National Archery in the Schools program for the schools in the state, and it is our job to train the teachers, and usually it's PE teachers, but it can be science teachers or anyone that wants to get involved. We teach them how to teach archery in the school safely and successfully.
Well, that seems like a good strategy. Now, why would we want to teach archery in the schools?
Well, archery is a really great sport for kids to get involved with. It's something that all kids can participate in. You don't have to be the strongest kid. You don't have to be the fastest kid to be really good at archery. We have a lot of ways to also adapt archery for, you know, kids that may have some sort of physical issue. So it's a great equalizer for kids. And it's just a great sport for them to get involved with. And, of course, hopefully it's something that they might want to continue doing, and it helps connect them to the outdoors, especially with their families. It's a great family sport as well.
Yeah, I have a running joke of more tackle box and less Xbox, and archery would fit right into that. You know, getting a kid outside doing something physical, something that they can be rewarded for doing well at. There's everything. And basically the instruction that you're teaching in the certification class is based on a national or international set of standards for archery. Is that correct?
Correct. It's a program that was started by the Kentucky Department of Fish and Game, and it has become not only national, I think there's 48 states that participate in it, as well as 18 countries, I believe. So it is an international program as well. So it's a really good program. It's very safe. One of the statistics is that the only other sport that is safer than archery in the schools is ping pong. So it's a great program.
I'm going to go ahead and call archery as a little bit more exciting than ping pong, too, as far as that goes.
Definitely.
Now, to be clear, too, this is a program where you're teaching – Say I'm a high school teacher in Denver, okay, and I feel like that my school might have an opportunity, or I might have an opportunity in my physical education program or curriculum to add archery. You're teaching that instructor to host that class, correct?
Correct. Yes, it's a certification for them to be able to do that. Colorado Parks and Wildlife also offers grants to help schools get set up with equipment. The program uses a very standardized set of equipment. They use universal bows so that kids of all different, you know, sizes and draw lengths can use the same equipment. And so we try and help those schools get set up not only with the training, but with the equipment as well.
Gotcha. And that seems like a good plan all the way around. And I'm of the opinion that a percentage of those people will go on, even if it's a small percentage, a percentage of them will go on to taking to archery really well, potentially turning into a bow hunter or whatever, as the case might be. But if nothing else, it's a great physical sport to get them off the couch and get them doing something that can be competitive if they would like it to be, can just get you out in nature, can just be for fun, can be a father-son thing. Now, what if I happen to be a parent that is hearing this, or I'm a student, even better, that's hearing this, and I say, geez, I would like to have archery in my school. Do you think that's viable that a student or a parent can go to their school and say, hey, how do we get our school in this?
Most definitely. Yeah, I encourage any parents or students that are interested in it to talk to their PE teacher or their administrators to try and get the program up and running. We have information on our website under Colorado CPW.state.co.us. One of the tabs is teacher resources, and there's a whole page on, you know, why you should start this program in your school and how to start the program in your school. And we have three different training classes coming up this spring. We have one in Colorado Springs on the 21st of February, one in Delta on the 25th of February, and then one in Denver in April on the 8th.
Gotcha. So there's several opportunities for people that want to be instructors to get signed up and do this. And is there a cost for this class?
No, it is free.
It is free. Fantastic. Now, let's say I'm taking this class, or I'm an archer in the first place. Since we're talking about archery and you're familiar with the Southeast region, do you have a basic rundown of the parks in your region that have some opportunity for archery? I know we visited Trinidad State Park, and they had a nice range set up there, relatively new, very modern range there. But you said there's some others that are even more profound than that one.
Yeah, so Trinidad is definitely one of the parks that we have. We have seven parks in the Southeast region, soon to be eight with Fisher's Peak. But right now we've got seven, and we have Trinidad as one of the parks with an archery range. Lathrop also has an archery range. Mueller State Park has what they call a pop-up range that they can move around. And then John Martin also has equipment, and they do various events. But yeah, the sort of the gem of the Southeast region when it comes to archery is Cheyenne Mountain State Park. They have a great range. They've got a teaching range. And then the best part of what people really like is they have a 3D walking range. And there's, I forget how many stations, it's a mile worth of trail with different 3D targets. So it's a lot of fun if you're a bow hunter, or if you're just into getting in the outdoors and having some fun with your bow. It's a great place to check out.
Yeah, 3D archery ranges, walking ranges, to me, it's the golf course of the archery world. Target's a little different. Some are uphill, downhill. Sometimes there's obstacles, some big targets, little targets. It's a really fun way to go about practicing your archery, for sure, is it something like a 3D walking range. I know there's some other parks around the state that also have opportunities for archery, for people to get out as well. So it's a pretty neat deal. And I think Colorado Parks and Wildlife, one of the initiatives in general is recruiting of people to the outdoors and getting them outside. You know, I mean, that's why we live in Colorado. And so I think this is a really good way to do it. And the fact that it goes mainstream and in the schools is an excellent deal. You're also talking to a guy who helped a couple of different kids get competitive bass fishing clubs in their schools. And they've gone on to be successful clubs. And so, you know, it's definitely something that's doable. If you're a parent that's listening to this, you think, geez, that sounds great, but I don't know if I can get that done in my school. I'd be willing to bet you can. And if a guy, one more time, we've got about a minute left. If a guy's got some information or wants to get some more information about doing it, one more time, where would he get signed up to do this archery instruction certification class?
Sure. There's two places to check out. One is our website, which is cpw.state.co.us. Under the Learn tab, there is a page for teacher resources and the Archery in the Schools program, or you can go directly to NASPschools.org and find not only the Colorado courses that we have, but courses nationwide.
Well, that's all really good information. I appreciate the efforts you're doing. All the education coordinators around the state have a critical job, in my opinion. I've worked with several of you guys over the years. Very, very important for people to realize what resources we have and how to utilize them safely and effectively. So I appreciate everything that you do.
Yeah, thanks for promoting this. I appreciate it.
You bet. Guys, that's Tracy Predmore. She's calling in from Colorado Springs, Southeast Region Education Coordinator with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Check that out. Basic archery instructor in your school. So with that, we're going to step aside, take a quick break. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Oh. You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.